to Proverbs chapter 8. I was working this week and I was just waiting on one of the boys, and so I just took time to read this. And it's pretty amazing, because when I came, was reading this, this is one of the scriptures that really changed my life. When I was first born again and started to really seek God, and I in life, what do most people, like, bottom line is, what do most people really want out of life? Happiness. That's really what, you know, people have highs in life, and I'm being honest, and then they have lows, and the main thing about life is just to have happiness and peace. And I think the number one place that comes from is only God. Because so many things are up and down in life, like whether it's with sports or whether it's with work or whether it's your job, you love it and then you don't love it. And then it's just, marriage is amazing. But you have your highs and then you have your not so highs. I'll just say it like that. And it doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that the only solid thing in life comes from God. And can keep people solid from start to finish. And you've got to just sort of run with Him. And when I was reading this, it just brought back everything to do with us. Because how many people know, because see, I believe this, and I believe, and I was preaching this last week as well, that Jesus, when Jesus went to the cross, and He died on the cross, and then He took your stripes on His back for healing, He was tormented, He was in pain, He had people turn His back on Him, His own people. He was tempted in every manner which you and I were, but He was without sin. But then when He arose from that, He became bigger than everything. And see, this is, people say, how did Jesus win for us? Really? It was that He died, but it was when He arose, He became greater than death. He became greater than everything that killed Him and put Him down. And then He said, it is finished. So then once He said it's finished, I believe this. Now I'm just talking. But I believe this 100% that when He said this, it is finished, that everything was done. And then from that point on, it's up to us to lay hold on the Word of God. And to fight the good fight of faith. And to stand on God's Word, and to meditate on God's Word, and to read the Bible. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved, a good workman that needs not to be ashamed, right? We need to, it's up to us. And that's where the work comes in. Because I talk to so many people that are Christians that love God, but they're really not winning in their life, and it's because they're not really pursuing God's Word, because it takes work. It really does. To do the right thing. All the time. It just takes work to do the right thing. But then, once you begin to do it, it gets easier and easier and easier. And Jesus said here, and because see, most people, what they want in life is they want just happiness. I'm telling you, they just want to be happy. It's not about money. It isn't about all this stuff. The bottom line, why most people end up killing themselves or attempting suicide, is because they're not happy. And the Bible says here in Proverbs chapter 8, in verse 17, And I'm just going to read just a few scriptures here. But it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. One of the things, and I believe that that's for us to do, is to seek God, right? And he says, those that seek me early shall what? And in him is what? Everything. The Bible says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I'll fill their treasure. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before the work of old. I was set up from everlasting, and from the beginning, and forever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. Well, as yet, he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depths, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave up the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandments, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now, just see what he's saying? When God created the earth, he was there. So before the depths, before the water, before the firmament, before anything, God was there. So I'm just saying this in your life. I'm not sure what you need in your life. But if there was everything that was in God before everything was created, perfectly, and it's available to you, and all you got to do is seek him. Because he said, if you seek me, you'll find me. Right? If you seek me, you'll find me. And then he says here, blessed is the man that hears me, watches daily at my gates, and waits at the posts of my door. For whoso findeth life shall obtain favor of the Lord, but he that sinneth against me wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. And my thing today is we have to seek God. We have to put God first in our life. Because if you'll put God first in your life, everything else in your life will begin to work. Jesus said here, and turn to Matthew 6 for a minute. In verse 24 it says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God or man. Mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or yet for your body, or what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And I'm saying this because this is actually what most people's goals in life. What are they? If you ask people their goals, and you need to have goals. There's nothing wrong with having dreams and desires, because the Bible is the one that God's the one that puts a desire in your heart. And the Bible says God gives you the desire of your heart. But what does God want in all this? He said here, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, So we're not to have the big worry for our life. We're not to have the big worry for what we're going to eat. And we're not supposed to have a big worry about our body or what are we going to put on. Is life not more than meat? And then, because God said this, and it says this in the end, if you'll seek me first in my kingdom, everything else will be added to you. Right? Instead of me reading everything, that's what it says. If you'll seek God first, everything else in life will be added to you. Jesus said over here in Proverbs, if you seek me, you'll find me. Pursuing God is really what it is. If you pursue God, everything else that's in Him, everything else you need in life, He just begins to add it to your life. And I really want to, because see, when I first was in love with Julia, and I'm telling you this because I didn't understand, and this is where I learned the scripture. And Julia and I broke up, and then I got born again, really starting to serve God about a year later. And Julia wouldn't come back to me, and she wouldn't talk to me or anything, and I'm not even getting into the Julia thing. And I was really inside me, my what I was trying to pursue was her. And the Lord spoke to me one day and He said to me, and that's what we do, right? When we want something in life, we pursue it. And the Lord spoke to me and He said to me, until you can love me. And it taught me so much. He said, until you can love me as much as you love her, it'll never work anyways. And I really didn't know what He was talking about. And I said to God, because I'm sort of normal, like I didn't know everything He was talking about, I said, Lord, how can I fall in love with you, or how can I love you when I can't even see you? And He said to me, spend time with me. And so what I did is I said, okay, God, I'll do that. And I started to pursue God, and I started to worship God in my house by myself. And I remember one day, the presence of God came in my house. And I was just thinking about that this week. I just was worshiping God, and all of a sudden, the presence of God came in my little house. And I didn't know anything about falling down or falling under the Spirit or anything like that. But I knew I couldn't get off the ground. And God started to speak to me. And He started to tell me my life. He started to tell me the things that He was going to do in my life. And a lot of the things have already happened that God spoke to me. And a lot haven't. And I started to pursue God. And I started to pursue Him. And when you're pursuing God, now it's not my way. It's God's way. And I remember this, and I remember Julia, it was, I don't know, even know how long it was, but I actually forgot about pursuing her. And I just started to pursue God. And God began to speak to me, and that's really when I fell in love with God. Because you know what? You can't even have a real strong marriage if you don't have God. Because your spouse will never make you 100% happy. And I'm not just saying that because they're human. The only one that can make you happy is God. And give you peace is God. And that's why Julie and I can have such a good relationship, is because I'm happy because of God, and therefore when she makes a mistake or I make a mistake, I'm not throwing my whole life in the garbage. And so I started to fall in love with God, and my life started to change. And all of a sudden, one day Julia shows up at my door. And we ended up getting married. And that was one thing. And then God started to speak to me. See, because when you want to do things God's way, your whole life will change for good. But it might not be the way you think it's going to be. And see, so I was believing God for my wife. My desire was to have kids, like my grandpa and grandma. Lots of kids. And I remember I had a Corvette. And I say this because when you do things God's way, and you're seeking God, everything you got is not your own no more. It's God's. And God's a really good God. And so the Lord said to me one day, I want you to give your Corvette away. And I said, Lord, that's my car. And not only was it my car, it was something that my brother and I that was killed always wanted to do together. And so it meant more to me than that. And the Lord says, that's mine, not yours. And so I just gave that away. And then I give my other car away. And I found out that I was trying to do... See, you only got one shot in this life. Every one of us has only got one shot for today. And you can't go back. You can get back up and go again. But you can't go back and change yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before. So I just wanted to seek God, and I wanted to do God it God's way. And so then I started to work with the youth, and the Lord said, just go work for them. And when the church said we weren't going to pay you, I didn't get paid. And we were working without money and trying to live. But I look at my life today, and I see the things that we just pursued God and just did our best to put God first in our life. And God's the one that brings everything around in your life. And I encourage people to seek God first. Do it God's way. Forgive people. You know what we were talking about last week? Forgive people. Believe God for healings. Just give when God says give. Because just do what God wants. And your whole life will now begin to function and work the right way. You can't straighten your family out. But you can pursue God, and God can. How do you seek God? That's really what I want to talk about. How do you seek God? How I suck him or sought him is I just went in my house by myself because I didn't know how to do it. I knew how to seek Julie because I could see. And I would try to be, when I was trying to get Julie, I would show up where she worked. I'd get her to fill my gas. Where I knew she was standing on the corner going to school, I'd drive by. I just did everything naturally I could to be where she was. And so I said, God, and God is everywhere. So I just said, Lord, Father, I just worship you. The only way I know how to seek is I can't see you. I don't know where you are. I know you're in the heavens. And so, Father, I just seek you. and I worship you and I glorify you. And I just purpose, Father, to do what you want. I just purpose to put you first in my life. Father, I just purpose. And my whole life started to change. And I tell you something, I woke up this morning just thinking about church, about today. And even though there's a lot of Christians, we're all probably, every person in here is probably born again. And maybe we're not, but I mean, we have Jesus in our heart. But I woke up this morning and I felt a lot of empty people in my heart here. That's not, their lives are not fulfilled. Where people are just looking for fulfillment. They're looking for purpose. And I look out, and I mean, when I came here, there was only like 6 people here to start with, because I don't know, the time change or the roads or whatever, and it didn't matter. And I'm thinking, God, what do you mean? But I want to encourage people to pursue God, because God has got everything that you need for your life. The Bible says here in Matthew 6, I'm going to read it. It says, even the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add 1 cubit to your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory wasn't arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what are we going to eat, or what are we going to drink, or where are we going to be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For you, see, everybody, most people in life, they begin to seek, or they spend their time and their effort on things that they need to live in life. But God said this. He said, this is what the Gentiles do. But he says here, for after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father, he knows what you have need of. How many people know that God knows what you need of? You have needs of. God knows everything that you need. He knows every miracle that you're facing, every hardship right now. I'm telling you, I came this morning, and I know I'm just mumbling and rambling here, and it might be not sounding anything, but I woke up this morning, and in my heart, I felt people were like, they're born again, but they're not fulfilled in their life. And it doesn't matter how many, if you love movies, how many movies you watch, it isn't going to fulfill it. Doesn't how much many hockey games you go to. For me, I like hockey. It doesn't fulfill it. It doesn't matter how many things you do that you like, how many fun things you do that you like, it isn't going to do it. It doesn't how many of anything. The one thing that's going to do it in your life and that's going to fulfill you and give you purpose and get you to your miracle is pursuing God and seeking God. Because he said most people, when they're in trouble, if they need $10, they seek how they can find $10. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but most people, they begin to just spend their time and their effort on pursuing what they need instead of pursuing God. And God says, when you find me, you find everything. When you get me, I'm the one that can put the pieces back together. You know, Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and all the pieces? Well, God can pick all those little pieces up and put your life back together. He's the only one that can do that. I'm telling you, there's in this morning, there's people here that feel empty. I don't even know how else to explain it. They feel like there's been a separation. Like a loss. And the Lord said to pursue me For you've spent enough time pursuing everything else. For if you'll pursue me, you'll find me, says the Lord. For there's key things that you're looking for right now. Doors. For you're in a place where you don't know whether to go this way or up or down. But I would say if as you pursue me, I'll open the doors. For this thing that you're facing is massive to you. But it's nothing to me. For the reason most people don't even see miracles or see signs and see wonders is because they don't allow me to do it in their life. They're pursuing, they have their own plans, they're trying to get to the finish line on their own. How about doing what I said? Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. For if you'll walk in this rest, and you'll pursue me, and you'll seek me, I am not a God that I would lie. For I'll bring you out of this land and into the promised land. And it's a lot simpler than you think. For many try to complicate it. We try to twist God's arm. The Bible says he's not slack concerning his promises. Father, Lord, we begin to pursue you. Father, Lord, I'm just doing what's in my heart. Father, I just, myself, as a church, Father, we want you, God. Not only do we want you, but we need you. Our kids and our grandkids need you. And Father, I just tell you, Father, we desire you. You're the only one that, Lord, that can fill or fulfill our hearts and our lives. And Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for it. Right now, I bind up the power of the devil and confusion that's trying to steal from our church family. That's trying to put our church family in places that they can't get out. And I break the power of the enemy in Jesus' name. You're not stealing from one of our church family. It doesn't matter in whatever area. Because we're going to hold on to God. And God's going to bring you through. And Father, I just thank you. And I praise you for this. And I give you glory for this. And I give you honor for this. And I just worship you, Father. And I give you glory for it, Lord. And I just praise you, Father. Lord, I worship you, Father. I thank you, Father. We are changing our atmosphere in this place, in our lives, because of you, Lord. Because you are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are the only one, Lord, that is going to get us out of situations. You're the only one that's going to fulfill our lives. You're the only one that's going to give us peace in this life. You're the only one that's going to give us consistency in this life. You're the only one that's going to bring us to the place of our finish line. And Lord, so we pursue you today. And I just thank you, Father. I just praise you, Father. And I give you glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, just before I turn it back to Harry, if there's anybody in here that needs a miracle, and I'm not talking about, I don't care what it is. I seen devastation when I woke up this morning. And I don't know what kind of a place people are in. I don't know whether it's financially, whether it's health, whether it's... I don't know. I have no idea. But I know this. That I just want to just put my faith with yours. So if there's anybody in here that needs that, you just come. I'm just going to just lay my hands on you and just put my faith with yours. Father, Lord, as I just release my faith right now in Jesus' name, whatever this is, Lord, you are bringing it through to the finish line in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for it. Lord, I just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. I just release my faith. I just thank you that breakthrough in Jesus' name. And I just thank you and I praise you for it. And I glorify you, Father. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Father, I just release my faith right now. Miracles. Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you right now in Jesus' name. I just release my faith, Father. This is a morning where change is taking place. Because this isn't normal. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Father, I just thank you, Father. I just thank you, never the same, in Jesus' name. Never the same. Today is a new day. It's a new day, today. Thank you, Jesus. Never the same, never the same, never the same. Oh, Father. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you, Father. I just release my faith. I just thank you, Father, never the same. I thank you, Father, that you're fulfilling every. I just see every. God's bringing you into the everything. Just pursue me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rama Baba Baba Shahidi Dihidi Gita. Father, I just thank you. Oh, Jesus. I just thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rama Baba Baba Shahidi. Father, I just thank you. Thank you, Father. I just thank you, Lord. Everything. Everything in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you. I just release my faith. Father, with theirs. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father. I just thank you. You are a big, a good, a mighty, a more than enough God. And Lord, I just thank you and I just praise you. Today is the day. Now, because you're a now God. And I just praise you. And I just praise you. And I give you glory for it. I give you glory for it. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to worship you, Father. We're just going to pursue you, God. And we just thank you, Father, that you are God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Father. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for that. Oh, my. Just, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for a release today. Oh, my. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, Father. Jesus' name. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I just tell you, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you. Miracles. Oh, my, ha, te, he, Jesus. Bigness, Lord. Oh, ha, ha. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, Father. I give you glory, Lord. This is not about anything else other than you, Lord, having your way in our lives. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for it. And I give you glory for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Father. I just thank you, Father. We just stand in the gap right now. On behalf of his sister. Lord, I just thank you for that anointing. Father, flowing. Her eyes open. Her heart open. To receive your bigness. And your goodness. We bind up the power of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you. Father, I thank you and I praise you. That we'll pursue you. I thank you, Father, for the miracles that took place here today. Because of you, Lord. Because you're big. And you're mighty. And you're more than enough. And it's a time that things are happening fast. Not only in the receiving part, but you don't want to miss a day in the doing part. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you. And I praise you. And I worship you. Hallelujah. I tell you that as people hear this today, and do this, your lives will never be the same. Ever. I'm telling you. Your lives will never be the same. Ever. Ever. Harry? Amen. Well, I did what was in my heart to do. And,
morning, everybody.